This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
To My Favorite Murder.
The Celebrity Hometown Edition.
That's right. We know celebrities. They have hometowns. We want to hear them.
That's all we want to do. And that's all we're going to do for the next, 2 hours and 25 minutes. We'll see how it goes. Let's just see how it goes.
Oh, it's a short one today. We're really excited for this guest. When she said yes, we were like, is she sure? Because we're obsessed. She's obviously an old friend of Karen's, you know, an incredible comedian and actress and person.
And she's everyone's hero.
That's right.
You've seen her at clubs and colleges all over the country. Please welcome the legendary Wanda Sykes.
You can't beat the clubs and colleges. You can't.
Right?
Can't beat that intro.
Every
time. That's the best.
It's the perfect catch-all.
It's the perfect intro. It really is. Yeah.
Especially if you can't list out all the credits or if you're not that great of a host and you just kind of need to throw something out there that really fits for everybody.
Right.
It's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, and Georgia, I think once, you know, a woman gets into a certain age bracket, you really shouldn't say an old friend.
Oh, now because, shit. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Long time
like she's known this bitch a long time, you know. I was like an old friend.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. Let's start over.
Okay. No, not at all.
How about this? A dry friend. Would that be good?
The dry, decrepit friend, Karen.
Just a kind of dusty old friend that
I
we're
love
gonna
that.
Pull
dusty.
Out.
She's like the quilt of friends.
The mothball wrap.
Mothball time. How's it going lately, Wanda? What's going on?
Great. Just been super busy, which is awesome. You know, right now we're writing season two of The Upshaws, you know, the half hour
Netflix series.
Yes. With Mike Epps and Kim Fields. Yes. Yes. So we're doing season two and we'll start production in December. So busy on that. And also busy with History of the World Part Two that I'm doing with the great Mel Brooks. How about
amazing.
That? Isn't that amazing?
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a series for Hulu. So and it's also Ike Barinholtz and his partner David Stassen and Nick Kroll. So it's the four of us doing this with Mr. Brooks. It's
that
so
is
crazy.
Epic. That's epic.
I know.
Are you writing with him?
Yeah.
Like truly creating this series with Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's incredible.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I love Ike Barinholtz. He's so smart.
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah. And a good guy.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Yeah. And of course, Nick Kroll is a legend.
Oh, yeah.
What a group.
Great group.
Old friends.
Yeah.
A bunch of old friends.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. That's a lot. That is, you are busy. That's a lot to be getting done.
Mm-hmm. And often back trying to, you know, get back out on stage doing some, whenever I can do tour dates to get ready to do another, you know, another special.
Yeah.
That's great. I saw that. Yeah. You've got some upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm.
How is stand-up for you these days out of in and out of quarantine?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's hard to get a rhythm. That's pretty much how I feel right now. You know, it's the COVID protocols are one thing, you know, it's like you have to get past that, you know, being on stage, whether you see people with mask or without mask or, you know, or sometimes I go, shit, it looks like I need to be wearing a mask. These people look crazy, you know, or that guy doesn't have shoes on. What the hell is going on?
This is not safe.
Yeah. So like I said, it's to me, it's just getting a rhythm. But and it's also, you know, you're like, oh, you know, this is the material that I'm going to do. And if something happens in the world, you got to throw that out and I need to talk about this, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I don't know, but it's always challenging. I love it. Still love it.
Yeah. I bet you can really see progress so much more now because it's like everyone's starting back as if it's like your fifth year of stand-up. And then, you know, right? And then hopefully you're moving through and getting it like up to date quickly. But it's like, I just can't even imagine. I can barely even convey my thoughts to you right now, much less like trying to make 3,000 people understand what I mean and think it's funny. It's a big job.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It is that. It's getting the rhythm because it's just trying to, how can I make you all understand this? I don't, you know, yeah, it's, and that is a muscle, you know, that that's been dormant for a while. So it's taken a you know, a minute to get all that firing back up.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I never thought of it like that.
Because let me tell you what doesn't work. This is funny and y'all don't know what you're talking about. The audience, they don't like it. They don't like it when you do that.
No.
If you do a joke and they don't laugh and I go, you people are awful.
That's my whole stand-up career right there is blaming the audience and walking off angry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you doing more middle of the road stuff or stuff that you feel like do you feel yourself extending yourself to the audience more than you used to have to?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like you, it's with the kind of like the shotgun blast at first, you know, it's like, I gotta hit everybody. I gotta make this so everybody can get a little something out of here.
But
it's going to take a while to bring the more narrowed down and the sniper, I guess, get right to it, you know?
Yeah. Of any comic I've ever seen, your jokes, you do take a lot of risks with, you know, your point of view and basically saying, hey, this is what I think. So I'm saying it. But it's like to basically come out of a quarantine or be doing stand-up like for the first time in a long time and then be like the quote unquote in your face material must be, or maybe it isn't, but like, to me, I would imagine it feels a little scarier.
Yeah, it does. It does. A little, and it's definitely more challenging because like you said, we've all been in this quarantine. So people have become a little more jaded and maybe, you know, not as tolerant and they've had all this time to sit behind their little laptops and say whatever the hell they want to say. So now, like, maybe what I want to say, they go, I said that months ago. You know, it's like, I passed that woman. You know, it's like, they're just so much more angrier where I'm like, let's not run right to that. You know, let's ease. I try to ease into it when they're, sometimes I know, like, oh shit, they're already there. They're ahead of me.
Yeah.
They want to go right there. Yeah. They want to go right there. And I'm like, yeah, but if I go right there, then now we're all just angry. It's not as fun. It's not as funny.
Yeah.
It's
a comedy show.
It's a comedy show.
Yeah.
Should we pivot into hometown territory?
Yeah.
So basically, hometown started as us asking people, what's the story in your town? It could be true crime or some scandalous thing that happened that changed everyone or that everyone talked about around the table. But it's turned into anything you want it to be. So like, do you have a badass grandma? Do you have a haunted dorm room? Or I don't know, what, anything you want to tell that's just this like fascinating, weird tidbit.
True story.
Yeah.
Okay. When I played in Richmond, Virginia, and we stayed at the hotel, this hotel, and I'm pretty sure there was a a slave visited me in my room. It was creepy as fuck. Yeah.
What happened?
So I was, you know, I was touring and I played Richmond, Virginia, and we stayed at the Jefferson Hotel. You know, very historic hotel. And they upgraded me, and I was in a pretty nice, room for like an old timey, you know, it's like staying at your grandmother's house, old timey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So had a great show, you know. Of course, we went out, had some drinks and stuff after the show. Saw some friends from college, came to the show. So they got back to the room kind of late, right? So I'm in bed watching some TV and murder. Of course, watching the ID channel.
Yes.
Have to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now that's how I judge hotels, if they have the ID channel.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, if they don't have that, and I'm like, no.
No, you got to watch Forensic Files when you get back to your room.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my fallback. I go to, if they don't have the ID channel, then I got to go watch Headline News for Forensic Files. So anyway, so I'm watching some murder, right? And I just like feel something in the room. I'm like looking around. It feels like something, like somebody's in here. So I keep watching television. And then I look over in the corner and there's a chair. And there's like it's a figure. Like I can't like really make out the face and all, but it's like, it's a figure, and it's
apparition,
cloudy. Yeah. It's kind of like cloudy. This figure sitting in the corner, and it's just sitting there. And I'm looking. I'm like, okay. And I was like, Wanda, you're drunk. get back to your murder. Get back to your murder.
Yeah, focus on the murder.
Focus on this murder. You got to solve. I think we know who did. Let's break this case. Don't pay attention to that cloud sitting in the corner.
Fuck.
So I keep looking, and I look over, and it kind of like does this. It's kind of like it moves a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of like leans forward, and it kind of like goes back. And I look, and I'm like, okay. This looks like rags, kind of like drapery type thing that cloth or something that was just draped that it was wearing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I'm just going to just talk to it. And I was like, so hello. And of course it didn't answer back. It just was just still sitting there. And I said, did you like clean up around here or something, or are you, you know, do you have a problem with me being here, basically? Because I wanted to see if it was like, you know, like my ancestors, or if it was one of Lee's ancestors or something, you know? So I was...
Whose like, side are you on?
Exactly, right. So I know somebody in there, you know, the South will rise.
Right. Like, oh, no.
So, you're like, well, you have to move me again. I'm so sorry. Exactly. I have to get out of here.
So I don't know, I just get this sense of it was meant no harm, you know. It was just warm. It was something like warmth.
Yeah.
Like I said, it didn't feel like I was in danger. And I'm like, oh wow, this is a, I just felt like it was a slave. It felt like that's the thing, the presence that I got, you know, the sense that I got, like, oh, this was a slave. And probably either, you know, worked here or, and it just was like, just looking at me, just kind of like, and I was like, you are probably tripping. Like, wow, here's this, you know, boozy black woman, you know, you know, chilling out in this king size bed.
Yes. Room service, and cable TV.
Yes. And I thank the president. I just want to thank you for all that, you know, you went through, all the strength and the pride and determination, everything that we have that. And thanks to you, we owe all this to you. And
wow.
And everything that you've gone through. I said, we still have work to do, but, you know, just thank you. And then it stayed there for a little bit longer. And then I was like, okay, so I'm going to watch my murder. I'm going to go back and wash my burger. So you're welcome to stay. But this is, I'm not going to be able to sleep well if you do hang around.
So polite of you.
Yeah. And I just washed my burger. And like a few seconds later, it left.
Wow. Whoa. That's so chill of you. All I can think of is how chill you, like, that's what I would want to be like around a spirit. And then I'd probably just be losing my mind. But that's like, that's powerful.
I did tell her, I said, now, if I were you, I would go around and just be scaring the shit out of white people. I said, those are the rooms I would be visiting right now.
Absolutely.
I'd be knocking shit all over the ball. Oh, come on.
Yes. Throw a vase off the mantelpiece or whatever.
She came by trying to scare you and she was like, oh, she's fine. I'll be it. I'm going next door.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated though by that because I've also had a ghostly encounter one time when I was in college. I was also probably drunk myself, but it is a very internal experience. There is something it's very hard to convey, like how you knew that spirit didn't want to scare you or freak you out, that it wasn't the thing where you know, some people go like the whole room was freezing cold and this and whatever. It sounds like it was the opposite sensation for you.
Yeah. I mean, when it was first arrived, there was something like, ooh, what's going on? Something, but I didn't feel like it was cold or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Plus I was under the covers and all. So I guess it was just like, hey, something. Like, you know, like something runs up your spine type thing or your hair raised. Like, hey, something's here. What's going on?
Yeah. Like electric kind of electricity or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It hit me more like that. And then it was also the thing of you're imagining this is happening. Like, you know, I'm telling myself, like, this is not happening. Then I'm like, no, bitch, this is real. It's going down. This is going down.
You look at that wine bottle, you're just like, is this full or was it empty? Where are we in the wine bottle experience?
Did you believe in spirits and ghosts and that sort of thing before this?
I mean, more skeptic, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you had any encounters since?
Since then, no. Oh. I have not. Not since then.
I think because you took care of it.
Yes.
It was almost like, in the moment, you were just like, all right, thank you. I mean, it feels to me like most like movies that involved, say, poltergeists or any kind of like haunting or something, that eventually that's what the characters in the movie get to is like, what do you want? You know, they're like yelling out up at the thing or whatever. So you took all your having watched Poltergeist yourself, whatever, like you took your lessons and just like, you know, hey, if you're here because you want something, I think that's such a beautiful thing to get to be able to say, like, thank you for your sacrifice.
I was, you know, emotional. It was pretty emotional when it was going down.
Wow. Yeah. I bet.
That's amazing.
I love that story. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. Also, I love to hear, Wanda, that you like true crime.
I
don't think I knew that about you.
Oh my God. I love true crime. I had to like stop watching. I did.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Because I thought everybody, you know, was gonna murder somebody. You know, and you know, I'd be at a restaurant watching a couple and I'm like, oh my God, he is so gonna murder her.
I do that to my husband. So gonna sick of
her. Right? You can go, that's a murder right there.
Right.
Yep.
And do you ever go like, I need to remember what they're wearing because I'm gonna have to testify?
Yes.
In yes. a trial.
Yes. Yes.
Witness practice.
Absolutely.
Yes. Gotta do that.
And then it also stopped me from like being a good Samaritan. Like, you know, it's like still like helping people. I would go, This is a setup. I'm going to go over there and try to help them get their car started. Next thing you know, I'm in the trunk. You know, and it's like an 80-year-old person. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking,
but you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't
a young
know.
Person dressed as an old person.
Right. Or an old, bad old person. Mm-hmm. Weirdly strong.
Yeah.
the worst kind of murderer. A very old but strong murderer.
Very strong. Yeah.
Oh, never. Yeah.
That'd be bad. That'd be bad for an 80-year-old person. wrestle me down to the ground. I'd be like, oh my God. What you got a Peloton? What the hell? You trying to outrun an old person? You can't outrun an old person. Like, damn.
That would be a great horror movie. It's fast old people that want to kill you.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. Just a retirement home full of serial killers.
With like just their gums they forgot to put in their dentures. And, you know.
Yeah. Like those two old ladies who were killing homeless guys and taking their checks, their social security checks.
Yep. Yeah. Dorothea Puente in Sacramento was a very famous one.
Yes, she
was old too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was, no one suspected her.
No one.
She got away with it for a long time.
Don't trust old people. You were right to believe your instincts.
This is one message that Wanda Sykes wants to put out to the world.
Right.
Do not trust old people.
Don't trust them.
Why would you?
Dusty, no dry, old, people.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I was telling Georgia about one of my favorite memories of you was at the rap party for Talk Show, The Game Show.
Uh-huh.
When you started dancing, the dancing started, say it was at 9:30.
Uh-huh.
And you got out on the dance floor at 9:45. Uh-huh. And you never left it. You were having full conversations with people. Uh-huh. You were making fun of other people dancing.
Uh-huh.
You were doing all kinds of shit and you never stopped moving the entire time. And it was like a full, oh my God, it was truly one of my favorite things that I've ever seen. You had the best time, but you also were just like people would, like, of course, it's Wanda. So people try to come up and dance with her and she'll do it for a little bit and then make a face and like do. It's like you, if they weren't good dancers, you would do a whole thing and dance away. It was like one of the most joyous, hilarious parties I had ever been to.
I love cutting up a rug. I tell you.
That's brilliant.
I do. I love a dance party.
Yeah. Yeah.
In today's world, how awkward it is to have to learn how to conversate at a freaking party again to just do dancing instead.
Right.
Just dance.
Right.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
That's probably also it, Georgia, because like instead of having awkward conversation, just bust the move.
Yep. Exactly. Just get away.
Get out of here.
Because I think a couple of times people tried to come up and actually talk to you and you just would dance away from them. No way. There was also, you started doing some Michael Jackson moves with someone's hat.
I mean, you just had
a bunch of stuff up your sleeve.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I introduced props, is what she was saying.
You were like a dance comic, a prop comic. Wow. You were doing it all. It was really enjoyable.
You got to do the Sykes next time you're at a party.
Mm-hmm.
We all got to adopt the Sykes.
Wait, you used to work at the NSA, right?
I did, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you have any stories from there? I bet creepy shit happened there. You can't talk about it.
I can't really talk about it.
You can't.
Yeah.
Legally bound to not talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Although, I'm sure anything that I know is so outdated now, but I'm still, I can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
I know.
Next time you're dancing at a party, I'm going to come ask you about it.
There you
some
go.
Government secrets.
And I won't tell anyone.
What's scarier, ghosts or the government? Do you think?
Yeah, I got to go with government on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're going back on the road. Should we talk about some of your dates?
Sure.
All right. Well, WandaSykes.com for all your upcoming tour dates. December and January coming up.
Yeah, you're on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you've never seen Wanda Sykes live, treat yourself. She's going to be in Oxnard and Denver, December 10th, December 11th, respectively. She's going to be in New Jersey, Red Bank, New Jersey, on January 8th. She's going to be in Tarrytown, New York, January 22nd. I would kill to watch you figure out what your next special is going to be.
I know. Mm-hmm.
That would be the show to watch because there would be some stuff that's solid gold, but I would love to watch you kind of mess around on stage. And because I've only ever watched you basically do come out and like destroy a room at like a festival or, you know, like when I went with you to Montreal that time where it's just like,
oh, that was so much fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we had
Montreal.
A good time in Montreal. Yeah.
That was a beautiful trip.
Yeah. You put together a wonderful package there.
Yes.
That bit you did. That was great. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Wanda with the selfie stick going all around Montreal. It was so
wow.
funny.
Oh my God.
It was a really good, yeah, really
Karen
good video.
Yeah, produced it. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But also, I bet you're pretty funny figuring out what you're trying to put together, just in the same way of when you have all your solid stuff together.
That is the fun part, you know, is putting it together and going up with the notes and just trying to figure it out. And when the crowd is good and they understand the process and what you're trying to do, that's when it's, oh, man, it's so productive and so much fun.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
And when you actually write, if you can write a new joke on stage, like real time, that's what it's all about.
It is.
Wow. Yeah.
Totally.
Riffing.
Totally. Love it.
Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
We're so thrilled to have you. We really appreciate it. Excellent freaking story.
Oh my God.
Love you. A haunting.
There's nothing better than a ghost story.
That's the best.
Thanks, Wanda.
Thank
You're
you,
the best.
Wanda.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Elvis, do you want a cookie?
This has been an Exactly Right production.
Our producer is Hannah Kyle Crichton.
Our associate producer is Alejandra Keck.
Engineered and mixed by Andrew Ethan.
Send us your hometowns at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com.
Follow the show on Instagram and Facebook at myfavoritemurder and Twitter at myfavemurder.
For more information about the podcast, live shows, merch, or to join the fan cult, go to myfavoritemurder.com.
And please rate, review, and subscribe. Goodbye.
Goodbye.